With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There was chaos in Los Angeles yesterday.
It was a chaotic scene outside a Los Angeles nightclub early Saturday morning when a vehicle drove into a crowd of people on Santa Monica Boulevard, injuring 30, says L.A. Fire Department Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
Out of the 30 patients, we transported a total of 23 of those patients. Seven of them were in critical condition.
Van Gerpen says one of the patients had a gunshot wound. The LAPD is investigating that along with the crash. I'm Julie Walker.
A new poll shows President Trump ending a big week in Washington with a positive approval rating.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Donald Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest figure includes 34% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The margin of sampling error for the full sampling of 1,500 likely U.S. voters is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. The search for victims of the flooding in Texas is moving into its third week as officials try to pin down exactly how many people are missing. Flash floods killed at least 135 over the 4th of July weekend, most along the Guadalupe River in Kerr County, northwest of San Antonio. State and local officials say about 100 people are still unaccounted for. The owner of a Tennessee factory where six workers died last year in flooding from Hurricane Helene will not face charges. An investigation found no criminal wrongdoing. The Kremlin is not letting up in its attacks on Ukraine. Russia has launched another massive overnight drone and missile attack, killing at least one person and wounding several more. Congo and Rwanda-backed rebels have signed a declaration in Qatar to end decades of conflict in eastern Congo. And authorities in Vietnam say 34 people have died when a boat loaded with tourists capsized during a thunderstorm. Eight people still missing there. This is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble with America's men. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Taliban's supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls since seizing power 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. The Taliban have also imposed harsh measures on the country's Christian minority. This is SRN News. Montana Republican Senator Steve Gaines says he hopes corporate sponsors of NPR will follow the lead of Congress in pressuring the broadcaster to end its pursuit of liberal agenda.
Like we're seeing right now in corporate America, they're starting to dismantle their DEI programs and their woke agendas to bring it back to original mission, which is looking out for shareholders and doing the right thing for their businesses and not placating the radical left.
Dane simply wants fair coverage of the issues.
That they should also tell PBS and NPR, please depoliticize, move this thing back the middle, be providing information, not editorial comments of what's going on in the world, and worse than that, promoting a left agenda.
Rex White, who was NASCAR's oldest living champion, has died at 95. White won the 1960 Cup Series and 28 races during his nine-season career and earned a reputation for consistency and dominance on the tracks. More details at srnnews.com.